Hello, welcome to another Patriots podcast for the training camp edition. Day three here, Sunday, July 29th at Gillette Stadium. Paul Perillo and Andy Hart with you. Over 7,900 people took in the practice today, which the Patriots Media Relations Department says is a record, Andy Hart. A very lively crowd on hand to watch the Patriots take part in the first of two sessions today at steamy Foxborough, Mass. Tom Brady actually checked in for the first time today. Talked about maybe lessening his throwing routine a little bit during training camp and trying to monitor those number of throws. This any kind of concern for you, Andy?
No, I don't think so. While, to point out, he has looked a little rusty to start camp. I think we've seen that in the past. I tend not to worry about Tom Brady. He's pretty much on the bottom of the list, I think, what fans should look for worries on this team. And, you know, Bill Belichick mentioned the fact that he has a pair of mats in Castle and Gutierrez as they fill out the three-man group at quarterback. A lot of teams go with at least four during training camp. But he said, you know, it might be good for those Matt Castle and Matt Gutierrez to get the extra throws, the extra reps running the offense. So, no, I'm not concerned. I mean, in the past we've seen where they didn't necessarily tell us they were going to be monitoring his throws, and then he'd miss a day here, he'd have a wrap on his elbow there. So I think this is just a product of a guy who's about to turn 30, has thrown a lot of balls in this league, and quite frankly probably doesn't need quite as many reps to get prepared, you know, for the regular season. He's at that point in his career where he's a veteran. He's moving into that Troy Brown, Willie McGinnis, those type of guys who know what they need to do to get ready for a season and will be ready when September 9th rolls around.
Yeah, he talked about that preparation, that he's at the stage now where he'd like to think he knows what it takes. He also talked about every day the quarterbacks throw the ball about 100 times. And so if you have two sessions, that's, you know, you can double that. And then after a couple of days, you wonder, you know, he said you openly wonder why you're sore. Well, it's almost like a Major League Baseball pitcher. You want to monitor that. I think it's a good thing because we have seen, Andy, in the past, those wraps on Brady's elbow, on his shoulder, and other days that he doesn't throw the ball hardly at all. So I think that this kind of monitoring situation, I think, is an indication that maybe Tom has, you know, grown with experience over the days, I should say over the years. On the field, I thought there was a little bit more of an emphasis today on running, some 9-on-7 work. Brady did do some throwing later in practice on two-minute drills, but the 9-on-7 drills, Ryan O'Callaghan was of note. He stepped in at right tackle for Nick Kazier. Kevin Falk, Sammy Morris seemed to get the majority of the carries. How'd you think the running game looked?
I thought, first of all, it was a pretty spirited segment. I thought there was some good popping initially. There's no tackling, but you see some of the linemen banging heads, and I thought that was good. I think Falk has looked very good, his usual self early in camp, where he just has that athleticism and shoots through the holes and jump cuts. You know, you were making fun of me earlier because I was calling his moves jump cuts, one of which had him bouncing off Rashad Moore's chest and landing on the ground. But, you know, Sammy Morris got plenty of reps with Maroney still wearing the red non-contact jersey. And you talk about O'Callaghan, it'll be interesting to see if they are simply rotating day by day, you know, every couple days here at right tackle between Nick Kazier and Ryan O'Callaghan, or if is there any divide where, you know, Ryan O'Callaghan is the bigger run blocker, Nick Kazier is the smaller sort of pass protector. I think that's one of the, quite frankly, one of the only real big battles to watch on offense. That starting job appears to be up for grabs, and today it was O'Callaghan with the first group doing a lot of the run blocking.
Now, later in practice, they switched the emphasis a little bit more to the passing game. The Patriots worked on some two-minute stuff, and they went against the dime package for the defense. I thought advantage defense there in that drill. I thought Brandon Merriweather in particular was a guy who opened some eyes. He's played almost exclusively at corner here in his first couple of days after signing his contract a day late. I was very impressed with the rookie working in the slot. One play in particular against Wes Welker, you know, coming across the middle of play that we've seen Welker make a number of times thus far in camp, and really no one seemed to be able to stick with him. Well, Merriweather did, made a nice diving deflection. I thought he stood out.
Merriweather, I think, has looked good. Took only reps at cornerback today, whether it was in the slot or on the outside, which is interesting because, you know, he's obviously drafted as a safety, primarily a safety in college. They talked yesterday about he would see action at both. Just cornerback today, I think he looked good. I think you expect the secondary players in a drill like that to be ahead of the offense, because when you throw that many coverage guys on the field and you start talking 5, 6, 7 defensive backs, linebackers everywhere, I think that really tests the quarterback, the receiver, so that they're all on the same page, the timing, the precise routes that they're looking for. Those probably aren't quite where they need to be and where they will be in the regular season. So I think that's why you see the defense maybe a little bit ahead there. I thought another guy that's looked good in his pass coverage over the last couple days is James Sanders. He had an interception, unfortunately, bounce off his chest during that drill where he couldn't haul it in. But I think that's, you know, always been considered the weakness of his game is the pass coverage and the things he can do. He's more of a in-the-box, tackling, run-stuffing type safety. And if he can really grow there in his pass coverage duties, and I have to take it as a good sign that he's out there in what we'll call for right now the first dime unit, you know, I think that's a good sign for him in his development in year three.
Yeah, before we move on to some of the notes, we should probably point out that it was Randall Gay, Ellis Hobbs, and Merriweather as basically the three corners and the dime, and the three safeties, Sanders, as you mentioned, Rodney Harrison, and Eugene Wilson. That was pretty much the first dime unit in that two-minute drill. A couple of noteworthy items. Kyle Brady did not practice today. First time that we haven't seen him on the field. Don't know if there's any sort of injury there. Don't want to speculate at all. I will say, in the past, Belichick has afforded some of the veterans, and certainly Kyle Brady would be a candidate for this, you know, a day off or a session off. We'll monitor that, see if he's back out there in the afternoon session. Otherwise, pretty much status quo. The seven players that opened camp on PUP remain there. No changes there. Kareem Brown, who, according to published reports, was suspended for violating a team rule, will be suspended through Monday. He remains out of action, and obviously the biggest one, Asante Samuel, remains unsigned and not here. The other injured parties from camp, Chad Scott, Rashad Baker, and Garrett, well, we don't know what Garrett Mills' situation, but he didn't practice on Saturday. He remained out. Am I missing any sort of attendance kind of things, Andy?
No, the only thing I'd say there is the tight end situation. With Mills out for an unknown reason, now Brady out for an unknown reason, you're a little bit limited there in terms of, you know, Dave Thomas still on PUP as he recovers from the broken foot. So today you had Matt Krancic and Ben Watson. So you're a little bit limited there in terms of tight ends. And I would say moving forward, if this continues, you might see the team sign somebody, because I actually looked up today and it was a scout team drill, admittedly, but Nick Kazier was taking some reps at tight end, going in motion as, you know, an H-back or a blocking back. So I think if you see, if it is an injury with Brady or if it is with Mills and it continues, you might have to see something there in terms of a move to bring in just a body, a tight end who can, you know, fill out some roles for them right now in practice.
So that was pretty much the story for the morning session at Gillette Stadium. As usual, they finished up the workout with some field goal work. Steven Gostkowski, not probably his strongest day. Earlier in the day in a kickoff drill, kick return drill, he booted one well out of bounds and kind of drew the ire of the return group on that one. Then finished things up with some erratic field goal play, and most of those are short range. When Matt Castle was holding in particular, he seemed to struggle. He missed a couple. When Josh Miller took the spot for the second group, he seemed to regain his form and had him going down the middle. But that's how they finished things off. Also, one final note, Oklahoma coach Bob Stoops was on hand. He addressed the team before Belichick dismissed the group off the field at about 10:45 this morning. So, you know, kind of interesting to have, you know, another one of those major Division I college coaches on hand, and you wonder now if we start to, you know,
pipeline.
Mine that Big 12 pipeline from Oklahoma. So that's going to put a wrap on this Patriots training camp podcast. Again, tomorrow, Monday, July 30th, the Patriots will practice one session from 2:30 to 4:30. That session is indeed open to the public. Until then, back to you guys.